Cancer, and welcome to your rune reading, part of Vision Quest. Your runes are cast. They've been cast for a while. What intervened between finishing your astrology recording last week and today was the death of David Bowie. And so I have been on many other assignments and had to pause and take a rest. And now I am back. But you don't know that because we are in digital time. It's all happening simultaneously, but just so you know, there was an interval, a long one, between these two readings, and now I am here for you to tell you what I've been wanting to say for a while, and that involves your runes. I've drawn five of them. The artifact that I've selected is a collection of seashells from here and there on the planet, in what looks like a chowder clam shell, and on an old slab of marble. I have no idea where the marble is from. I think the big shell is from Miami, but I'm not sure. And the runes are set on little slabs of, I guess it's agate. They're kind of like geodes. It's sliced geodes. Some of them are colored. And I'm using the Ralph Blum, the guy who popularized runes in the modern world, Book of Runes. Okay, so I'm reading these also from left to right. Normally runes are read from right to left, but these were drawn in that direction. I'm going to read them in the direction that they are drawn from. First rune is called Iwas, and that is represented by the wood of the yew tree. So it's a pliable wood that can be used to make a bow, for a bow and arrow. And the rune, well, its main interpretation is the word defense, but I think of it as avertive powers, protection, and the ability to move with the energy. The rune for defense is a little bit like the rune for flow, only both sides have the little hook. And so this would be flowing in both directions. That's a good image for the sign Cancer, because you do have to go with the flow. The tide comes in, the tide goes out. Currents move and change. And I think of this as being a state of being prepared, a state of readiness, and the ability to use your resources to do what you need to be done. And I think it also indicates the presence of protection around you. And a lot of that protection just comes from your own alertness and awareness and preparation. So maybe go over to Gander Mountain and pick up an archery bow and take some shots in your backyard at a target. But that's the image. Second rune is Othelia. The rune of separating paths, but this is in the position of the challenge. So the first one is kind of an overview. The second position is kind of a challenge. This is a pretty standard reading. I just combine them in ways that hopefully bring out some actual meaning. So this is an interesting rune to have as the rune of challenge. There's a meaning that I hadn't picked up on previously, which is an inheritance meaning. I didn't know that that was included in the confluence of events that are together with this rune. Primarily separation from previous ways, previous modalities of relationship, to some extent previous people in relationship, and a mode of overall generally being conscious of the different factors that make up the past and the present, and then what you are aiming for in the future. So that's how I see that one. And that is, of course, a challenge. There's lots of things about your past that you are letting go of. There are modes of relationship that are essential to let go of. And then also previous goals and things that have hindered you from kind of engaging with present goals. Next one, algies or algies. That's the challenge, and that's the central theme. And I think that's sort of the thing on which everything pivots. It's the position in the middle. And this is one of my favorite ones. And when I had read this, it was an image that didn't leave me, because those extended branches are like the horns of an elk. And the horns of a horned animal create space around the animal. If you don't think of them as static, if you think of them as moving, then what you get is, if you animate them, that you get an image of a lot of space around the head of the animal with pretty good horns. No one's getting in there, especially if he's kind of flailing a little bit. So it creates a buffer zone. It creates another protective tool. It is also another rune of protection. And one of my favorite things about this one is it's associated with sedge grass, with rushes, with basically the sound of wind coming through the rushes. And this is a kind of thing to tune into. Like, have you ever had the experience where you're alone in a forest and sitting on the forest floor and the wind picks up and the birds go silent and there is a message being whispered in the wind? That message might be information. It might be some form of communication, some form of reassurance, some form of early warning, allowing you to make an avertive move. With that combined with the first rune, Iwas, be aware of these things. Be listening. Keep your ear to the ground and also, you know, listen to the sounds of the natural elements and know what your buffer zone is. Know how to keep a buffer zone open around you and use that buffer zone. Let there be only so close that someone can come if you don't fully trust them. Be willing to engage if you need to engage as a last resort. Be willing to act in your own self-protection. These are some pretty basic fundamental elements of being confident and being secure. And by the way, the Cancer Capricorn axis has elements of the element calcium in it. If you think of the exoskeleton of a crab or a clam, scallop, some kind of mollusk or crustacean associated with the sign Cancer, there is your calcium element. And with Capricorn, that can also represent the element of which the home is built. It can represent the bones and the teeth, which are also calcium. And so we get a lot of calcium on the Cancer Capricorn axis. And so I've got, by the way, that's one of the reasons why you've got a bunch of calcium illustrated in the form of that clamshell and shell fragments. And this is about understanding your parental background and the way in which that contributed to or failed entirely to contribute to security, or where you felt unsafe somehow and then made a choice to be safe, to somehow select your option for safety and for security. And so that goes along with the elk horns, which are also made of calcium. So there's that calcium. You might want to investigate the calcium remedies in homeopathy. I've always found them to be interesting, mainly calcarium carbonicum is the mother of, or father of, the calcium remedies. And if you read some articles about calc carb, just Google those words, or like calc carb mental, you'll get the mental symptoms, mental kind of descriptions of what that element is about. It really starts to sound like the fourth and tenth house axis and the Cancer Capricorn axis, and evokes all things about security, the security of the home. And it sounds like you are in a phase of preservation. There are things you're doing that are about achieving, as mentioned in the astrology, rather extraordinary contribution that you stand poised to make, and some unusual degree or depth of recognition. But still, the preserver energy is the most important one to maintain while you're doing that, because you don't want to gain new things at the expense of other things. There's no point in that. You want to choose what you don't want and preserve what you have earned and gained and built that you do want. Fourth position is the one with the blank rune on it, and that's described as what you must give up. And so when you get a rune like faith, that in the Odin, the blank rune, the fool, the equivalent of the rune without a name or a number, what you are giving up is lack of faith, in my opinion. It may seem like to put your trust in something larger than yourself or some plan that you have been working on where you cannot fully see the pattern of everything you've been accomplishing, doing, and creating. The thing to do is to have faith, but that faith may seem like you are giving something up. So, you know, be conscious of what you would need to give up to have faith in yourself and faith in the process of your life, faith in your protection, faith in spirit, faith in God, whatever you want to call that faith. It is not really a sacrifice. That is only an illusion. Fifth rune is Gibeau, probably everyone's favorite. It's the rune of connection, contact, relationship, balanced, kind of a balanced union or reunion. Let's see what Ralph Blum has to say about this partnership. Page 95. So I'll read to you from his text. By the way, I absolutely love this this book called The Book of Runes. It's not cheap. It's like $35. It comes with a set of runes and a bag. This was the first divination method I learned, and it got me loving divination and being able to get relatively simple patterns for answering questions. Partnership, a gift. Drawing this rune is an indication that partnership of some form is at hand. In love relations, business matters, partnering of every kind, you're put on notice not to collapse yourself into that union. True partnership is achieved only by separate and whole beings who retain their separateness even as they unite. Remember to let the winds of heaven dance between you. By the way, that also can refer back to the second rune in this spread, the rune of separating paths, being distinct people. Okay, at the same time, there's another aspect of partnership that you are being called to consider, for the path of partnership can lead you to the realization of a greater union with your higher self and with the divine. The ultimate gift of this rune is the realization that the divine is in all things. God always enters into equal partnerships. Gibeau, the rune of partnership, has no reverse, for it signifies the gift of freedom from which flow all other gifts. Yay, that's a friendly one. So we've got this balance of maintaining your individuality, at the same time entering into relationship, knowing the difference between the past and the present and the future, and letting go of the past consciously, and then these two runes that are actively about kind of natural powers of protection, whether it's the, you know, the ingenuity used to make a bow, or the ingenuity of nature creating a big ass elk with some fucking horns around his head that are going to keep everybody at least like 3 feet away from him. I love that image, and it sometimes I can feel the horns on my head, but I'm pretty horny. Everyone knows that. Okay, so That is the rune reading. I have he reading the word rushes, the grass, that image and that feeling. I was reminded of a favorite old folk song of mine that I learned back at Camp Onus in the 1970s, and I have found, researched, and prepared for you two different performances of that song. One sounds very old, and I can't quite tell if it's like Celtic or kind of Catholic choral. Could be both, because the Catholics borrowed everything from everyone and then didn't give it back. But I'm going to play those two, and they lead one right into the next. And the song is called Green Grow the Rushes. On that, I wish you a very happy year, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for trusting me with your divination and your kind of reading the signs, reading the runes. Okay, any questions? efc@ericfrancis.com. Or type them into the comment field underneath the cancer reading. All right, on that note, I leave you in the hands of some great musicians doing old-timey music. Bye for now.
I'll sing you one, oh, green grow the rushes, oh, what is your one, oh?
Toad, the lily white boys, and 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 the lily white boys what is your one home? One is one and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you two home, green grow the rushes home. What is your two home? Two, the little white boys all dressed up in green, ho ho. One is one and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you three, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What is your three, ho? Three, the rivals. Two, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. One is one and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you four, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What is your four, ho? Four for the gospel makers, three, the rivals. Two, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. One is one and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you five, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What is your five, ho? Five for the simples at your door, and four for the gospel makers, three, the rivals. Two, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. One is one and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you six, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What is your six, ho? Six for the six brown walkers, five for the simples at your door, and four for the gospel makers, three, the rivals. Two, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. One is one and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you seven, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What is your seven, ho? Seven of the seven stars in the sky, and six of the six proud walkers, five for the simples at your door, and four for the gospel makers, three, the rivals. Two, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. One is one and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you eight, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What is your eight, ho? Eight for the April rainers, seven for the seven stars in the sky, and six for the six proud walkers, five for the simples at your door, and four for the gospel makers, three, the rivals. Two, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. One is one and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you nine, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What is your nine, ho? Nine for the nine bright shiners, eight for the April rainers, seven for the seven stars in the sky, and six for the six proud walkers, five for the simples at your door, and four for the gospel makers, three, the rivals. Two, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. One is one and all alone, and evermore there shall be so. I'll sing you ten, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What is your ten, ho? Ten for the Ten Commandments, nine for the nine bright shiners, and eight for the April rainers, seven for the seven stars in the sky, and six for the six proud walkers, five for the simples at your door, and four for the gospel makers, three, the rivals. Two, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. One is one and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you 11, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What are your 11, ho? 11 for the 11 that went to heaven, and 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9 bright shiners, and 8 for the April rainers, 7 for the 7 stars in the sky, and 6 for the 6 proud walkers, 5 for the simples at your door, and 4 for the gospel makers, 3, the rivals. 2, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. One is one and all alone, nevermore shall be so. Thank you. 12 apostles, 11 of them that went to heaven, and 10 for the commandments, 9 for the 9 bright shiners, and 8 for the April rainers, 7 for the 7 stars in the sky, and 6 for the 6 bright walkers, 5 for the symbols at your door, and 4 for the gospel makers. 2 2 lily white boys all dressed up in green, ho ho, one is one and all alone, and nevermore shall be so.